From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP says it has already spent about $2 billion dealing with the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. BP is also reacting to new criticism of its efforts to stop the spill, given internal company documents showing a worst-case estimate of the leak at 100,000 barrels of oil a day. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. He says coping with the impact of that spill is a daily struggle for people living along the Gulf Coast, and more people are volunteering to help.
Craig, National Park Service spokesman Tom Medema says that there aren't enough park rangers to monitor possible oil washups along the Florida coast, and he says the Park Service is training people to watch hundreds of miles of beaches.
We have a lot of citizens right now who want to help. They want an outlet to volunteer.
And Medema says that the weather and tides are both affecting where that oil comes ashore.
We're finding it in one place one day and then in another place another day.
He says volunteers are being taught now what messages to pass along to other people about how they can enjoy the beaches safely and watch for oil.
Paul, is anything else happening along the Gulf Coast?
This for one.
As the son of a sailor.
And that's Jimmy Buffett, Craig. He has a long record of activism to protect coastal wildlife. He's giving a free concert on the Alabama coast on July 1st.
Thanks. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. Iran says it has barred two U.N. nuclear inspectors from entering that country. The move follows the latest round of U.N. Security Council sanctions against Iran. Frank Browning in Paris reports France is looking to enter into new talks with Iran's leaders.
President Nicolas Sarkozy said that despite new restrictions on trade and banking between EU members and Iran, he was ready to begin immediate negotiations with Iran to curb its uranium enrichment program. France and the U.S. have been among the harshest critics of Iran's nuclear operations and also pushed hard for the latest round of U.N. sanctions against Iran. Sarkozy said he wants to build on the limited deal forged by Turkey, Brazil, and Russia with Iran, which fell short of U.N. or EU requirements. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
The head of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet, is pressing policymakers that use the euro currency to follow even stricter budget rules, Terry Schultz reports.
At present, these governments share the currency but have independent fiscal policy. National governments are reluctant to hand over any more authority to Brussels, but the ECB president and others contend that increased budgetary and fiscal surveillance is the best way to restore market confidence now and avoid more crises in the future. Trichet is likely to recommend a new independent agency be set up within the EU to help guide developments in the euro area and to make sure no country's getting off track. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
China's currency is surging to its strongest level against the dollar in years as China eases its control of its currency. This is NPR News from Washington. A new study is suggesting the United States withhold some of the billions of dollars it gives Pakistan each year. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the purpose would be to push Pakistan to do more to fight terrorism.
The RAND Corporation report says that while Pakistan has made some progress in apprehending or killing terrorists, it is also undermining U.S. interests by courting other insurgents. The report says more and more terrorist plots aimed at the U.S. are hatched in Pakistan, including the May 1st failed car bombing in New York's Times Square. The report concludes that the U.S. government should withhold some aid until Pakistan makes what it calls discernible progress. It goes on to say the U.S. has been only mildly successful in encouraging Pakistan to cut its ties to terrorist groups. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Toy Story 3, the biggest draw at movie theaters in North America. NPR's Trina Williams reports it's one of several family-themed films that are doing well.
We're getting thrown away!
No one's getting thrown away!
We ain't ever getting played with.
The animated 3D feature about toys coming to life was way out in front with an estimated $109 million in ticket sales. Toy Story 3 maintained the perfect streak for Pixar, becoming the 11th movie from the studio to open at the top of the box office chart. Though trailing quite a bit, The Karate Kid was still a draw. It dropped a spot to second, earning an estimated $29 million. The A-Team followed at number 3, then Get 'Em to the Green and Shrek Forever After. The only other new wide release was Jonah Hex, debuting at number 7. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Graham McDowell of Northern Ireland is the winner of the U.S. Open. He edged out Francis Gregory Havre by a stroke. McDowell, the first European to win that tournament in 40 years. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.